And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the woman whose red toenails are actually surpassed by her even redder sunburned feet, the sports widow, Molly Erdman.
Yep, I have a terrible sunburn.
You sure do, Molly.
Yep. And it's in a lot of places, but the top of my feet is probably one of the worst, both in severity and discomfort.
Yeah, that's a high traffic area. You're bumping into stuff and your feet are in contact with stuff.
Wearing shoes, it just rubs against it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You should wear the same shoes you got the sunburn in, because those clearly aren't touching any of the parts that got sunburned.
Well, I wasn't wearing my shoes most of the day. We were at the beach.
You got to go Zola Budd.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
She's a runner, right?
Uh-huh. Do you know where she's from?
Germany?
No. South Africa, I believe. No. And do you know what made her unusual?
I'm going to guess that she ran barefoot.
Boom!
Yeah, I took Valerie to the beach yesterday. And I will admit that I'm from Texas. It's the thing I can't let go of. I like getting a little bit of color in the summer. And I know that that usually means that I'm going to get a little bit of a burn the first time out. So I came to terms with that. I did wear sunblock.
Yeah.
I just was not good about reapplying it for two reasons. One, I didn't go in the water. And so I had this false, I reapplied Valerie's because she did. And so I had a false sense of like, it's probably fine. Also, I didn't bring the spray with me, so it was very hard to get onto my back.
Spray. I had a softball game, so I was not there. Otherwise, I would have sprayed you.
Yes. I can spray myself, but I only had the cream.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, if I could, I'd have sprayed you like a scared skunk.
So the worst, other than the tops of my feet, it's this area like on the outsides of my shoulder blades that's the worst, because I couldn't reach there at all.
Yeah. And so listeners know, Molly's still a little bit attached to doing her part of the show for the Watchers, because just now when she was describing the part, she was actually physically describing it.
Well, I was talking to you.
Oh,
I was telling you.
Got it.
Because we hadn't really talked about the ins and outs of my sunburn, so I was explaining it to
you. It is good to break it down here.
Mm-hmm.
I was just, I thought it was fun how you were showing. I saw where it was.
Okay.
I saw the burn.
I don't think you fully saw it on my back.
No, I was just, it wasn't that Bernie's, he would give those out to people who went to his speeches. I saw the burn.
Really?
No.
Oh.
I saw the burn.
Yeah. It's like you're
it's not
making any sense.
It is
anymore.
Feel the burn, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Boy, even Bernie Sanders is getting yelled at.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. And here's, I'm just going to make an observation, Mo. You can please all of the people some of the time. You can't even do that. You can't please all of the people anytime.
Not all at the same time.
No, exactly.
Because I was going to be like, you give everyone a cake, and then people are like, I can't have gluten.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's the thing. The world is too complicated to do anything short of like enriching everyone beyond their wildest dreams.
Well, I was going to say money.
But you know, what those of us without money don't realize is that I guess people with money have problems too.
Yeah.
They just don't have money problems. And even then, sometimes
even then
they
do. Sure.
You get big money, you start getting big spending habits, you out,
Yeah.
We've done that on a smaller scale many times. Eating out at restaurants much nicer than we probably should be eating out at.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy's. We have to be below Wendy's grade.
Yeah.
We have to have no right angles on our burgers. We go to that place with the rhombus burgers.
Right.
Which we figured out are the off-brand Wendy's burgers. Actually, we were talking about going to a burger place today. Bill's Burgers here in the Valley is supposedly real good.
Well, we may have missed our opportunity for today.
I believe we have for today. We have obligations for today that we'll get into in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
I'm glad I figured out the minutes portion of our display.
Yeah, me too.
For a while, we were just on measures.
We were just
or
winging
beats,
it. Yeah.
And I had no idea. I knew how many beats long our show was, but I don't know what that means. So there is, I guess, some stuff to talk about in sports, Molly. Are you aware of the NFL draft?
I'm aware that it exists and that you went to watch it with some people on Thursday.
Yeah, and we talked about that a little on Friday. And then the draft continued on Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall that?
Yeah, you had it on.
It was on for most of Saturday. And in fact, I believe I watched the whole last four rounds.
Great.
It's such a boring...
So boring.
It's just highlight clips of guys who may not even make the team. It's amazing that I've watched it every year since it's been on with, you know, paying way more attention than I probably should.
Yeah.
Especially when you can just, you know, once an hour refresh and find out everything that's happened. It's not like you're missing anything breaking.
Will you tell the story you told me today about the person who asked you that question?
Yes.
Big Wings.
Yes, I will. So we talked about this Friday on our
Facebook Friday.
And if you don't know, if you're new, Facebook Friday, I'll get back to that story in a second, but Facebook Friday is when we do our live Facebook feed video.
Yes.
And so you can catch that on Fridays. That is not part of the podcast. We're making it as difficult as possible. I mean, it is part of the podcast. It's just that we're not putting it on the
at
audio.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Right. So special content.
Right. So we're trying to get you onto all of our platforms is what we're doing.
Yeah.
But we're also trying to not repeat stories. But I did go, this is a story I didn't tell. On Thursday, I went for the first round of the draft, and we were sitting there. And it was, I got to say, never having been to a sports bar here in L.A., A, it was packed. B, there were some real... There were people who were big, mostly 49er fans, it seemed like, at at this bar. And I don't know if it was a 49er bar or it just happened that a big couple of big groups were fans. But it was a pretty eclectic group, both like team-wise and also just in terms of diverse as I've ever seen a sports bar. Now, most sports bars I've been to have been in Chicago. Where
on the north side of Chicago.
Right.
Yes.
So the white side. The whitest side of Chicago, one of the most segregated cities in the world. And so, you know, very diverse neighborhood and diverse crowd there. And there's a table behind us or next to us. Our table, of course, is all white dudes.
Yeah.
And
you said that to me as if you were you were on camera.
I did.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyone who's listened to the show for a while knows... I am not beyond hypocrisy, and in fact, I use my self-awareness as an excuse for my hypocrisy.
Great.
Okay. a table of, and I don't know if this matters or not, but the conversation they were having brought one of them to come over to our table and pick me out and ask a question. So the people next to us, a group of African Americans. Guys and girls, maybe two couples. Guy comes over to me, taps me on the shoulder, and he says, "Hey, do you know your alphabet backwards?"
Your alphabet?
I think he said the alphabet backwards. Or can you say the alphabet?
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. Should I? And he's like, no, you just made me some money. So then him and I don't know if it was his girlfriend, but a woman who was there had made a bet. She thought... And I don't know if she thought that anyone would know.
Or you specifically.
Or me specifically would know the alphabet backwards. But I was under the impression that she was asking she said to him, you could pick anyone out.
Right. So, and he looked at you and said, that guy probably
this
does.
This guy's the most likely person to. Now, he should have picked the guy next to me, my friend Cooper.
Does he know the alphabet backwards?
No, but he was shit-faced and.
He would have tried it. Or lied.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. He might have been in position to try to answer that. And who knows? I don't know if he was shit faced, but he was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
He may listen to this, and if he wants to dispute it, that's fine. But he a couple times spilled entire pitchers of beer late
God.
In the evening. So I think that's a sign right there. And then he tried to buy another one as we were leaving.
Oh, Lord.
it was fun. It was a fun night.
So it
brings up the story.
Do a lot. I was not aware that that was a thing. I know we have one friend who can say the alphabet backwards very quickly, but
that's a practiced thing,
right? And that's like his thing. Like if someone's like, "What's something interesting?" and he's like, "I can do this," so that makes me think it's not.
This just made me think that you think that's the most interesting thing about Brian, our friend.
Well, I don't know.
Wow.
No, come on.
Now I've heard that. a police officer can't ask you to say the alphabet backwards, can he? I feel like that's an extra hard trick.
Oh, yeah. I would sound drunk if I tried to do that.
Yeah, right. But something makes me think I've seen that somehow. And I don't know if it was on an episode of Cops or like a TV show portraying something.
Well, I mean, if you have enough time, but...
Right. Maybe it's just how you handle that.
Yeah.
You know, they don't even expect you to get beyond like Z, Y,
right.
X, W.
V, U.
Okay.
T.
V, U.
Yeah.
All right. Remember V, the TV show? You were a big fan, weren't you, Maul?
Yeah.
So did we finish that story, basically?
Yeah, I think so. I'm curious to know, this never works, but go onto our Twitter or something and tell us if you're well-versed in saying the alphabet backwards.
Yeah.
I'd like to know.
Or if you have some other kind of skill in that mm-hmm. realm. Like you can say pi past 3.14159. If you know it mm-hmm. in your head past that point,
right?
Good for you. That's as far as I know it, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, we just had 3.14159.
Oh, 2 months ago.
9. Oh. Oh, 15. Yeah, that's over. It was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
That would have been that was a great year for
Pi
Heads.
So great.
I was talking about V for a second. I made the comment about that TV show V.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of the fact that there is so much like fantasy television, like mm-hmm. that grim fairy tale. What was the show?
Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time. There's like, and on major networks.
Yeah.
And my thought is, isn't there enough crappy genre stuff that you don't get down to having to watch this level of... Maybe it's the most antiseptic, like, Plain Jane network kind of...
I don't know.
Easy to digest.
It's been on for a while.
I know, but I feel like that world is... There's so much of that genre stuff and so much that's really good and even critically acclaimed in that world.
Yeah.
Why even... I guess there's crap in every
sure.
realm. There's crap of everything, I suppose. And yet still, here we are doing our version of it, of crap.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool.
That was just a little side note.
Yeah.
So, the draft finished up. It's just a waste of time. There's so many of these sporting events that are a waste of time.
Why are you telling me?
I know, but that's I'm realizing it. Wouldn't it be weird if this podcast became the reverse, where you talk me out of liking sports?
God.
You're hoping? You can try.
I don't need you to not like sports, but...
But there's only 16 games in football, which is crazy, that you spend so much attention to this thing... And maybe because of the lack of games. And it makes the games obviously much more important.
Each one is more important. Everything matters more.
But I guess it also means that everything else matters more since you have nothing else to do. You know, that's why fantasy football is so
right.
popular because it's...
There's a lot of downtime.
Right. The sport itself gives you so little of itself that you have to celebrate these other things. Like baseball is the other way. It's overkill.
Right.
Where no single game matters. We left that Rangers game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the outcome wasn't necessarily determined, but we didn't really give a crap.
Well, that's also, it was just two teams that we didn't have any vested interest in. If you didn't catch our Facebook Friday, what we're referring to is we were in Dallas and we went to a Texas Rangers Kansas City Royals game.
Yeah, and we went over most of that on the Facebook Friday, so you can check that out on our Facebook page for Sports Widow.
But no, we left early and sort of from the beginning we planned to leave early.
Yes. Yes, and actually the first three innings took an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah, it was ridiculous.
There were two of the slower pitchers in baseball, Yu Darvish, who's a very good pitcher on the Rangers, maybe their best player, and this guy Jason Hamill, who played for the Cubs last year,
mm-hmm.
and they are two of the slowest throwing pitchers in baseball. They take so long between pitches, like three times the amount of time that a guy like Mark Burley does.
Yeah.
You know who Mark Burley is?
A pitcher.
Do you know a team he played on?
No.
Damn. White Sox.
Okay.
Did we go to a White Sox game, you and I?
Yeah.
Like a season opener?
I don't know about that. I bought you tickets for your birthday when we first started dating the Yankees were playing the White Sox.
And it was very early in the season?
I believe so. It was cold. I think it was raining.
Yeah.
You, me, and your brother went.
Yeah. That might have been the year they won it all.
Possibly.
And
it would have been 2008? No, this isn't. No.
Oh, dear.
It would have been early in 2007.
I think that's the year. I think they won that year.
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah, because that's when Brad was doing his Ozzie Guillen impressions and stuff.
Yeah.
Our friend Brad does one of the greatest impressions of Hispanic former White Sox manager Ozzie Guillen. He does it in a very almost stereotypical kind of Japanese accent, but somehow it pulls off as sounding just like Ozzie Guillen, who I believe is maybe Venezuelan.
Yeah.
And swears a lot.
Sure.
But if he does it like a like an angry Mr. Miyagi,
right?
It works.
He pulls it off.
It's a very entertaining impression. Now, you know, I'm going to put a picture up on our Facebook page.
All right.
And it'll be a little trivia thing, and the person has to tell. There'll be a question, and whoever answers the question correctly will call out and say,
"You did it.
You did it."
Okay, what's the question?
Well, I'm going to post a picture from our game, from the game we went to.
Okay.
And the question will be, what is unusual about this picture?
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
You don't even know the answer.
I have a guess
yes,
as to what it is.
Because I posed the question to my brother, and he answered it correctly. But he's a big sports fan.
Oh, okay. Then maybe I'm not thinking about what it is.
Yeah. What do you think it is?
Well, I don't want to say, because what if I am right? And then you'll be all mad at me like, well, I can't...
That gives us something to talk about for next episode.
Okay.
Good. In other kind of sports news, as there's a lot going on, I guess, the Los Angeles Clippers, which is a team Molly adopted a few years ago, and I've been to a number of games, and, you know, with the Lakers being so bad, they've kind of been the local basketball team to follow. They are about to be disbanded, essentially.
What do you mean?
In one form or another, this team will not
really
come back. There are three of their four best players are free agents.
Oh.
And two of them are probably going to leave.
Okay.
How many Clippers can you name? Can you name a five? A starting five or just a
Chris
lineup?
Paul.
Boom.
Blake Griffin. Is it Griffin or Griffin?
Yes, Blake Griffin.
I always
you
get
said
the last
Griffin twice,
I always
too.
Confuse Griffin and Griffith in anybody's name.
Oh, got it. Yeah, you used to watch the Andy Griffin show.
Uh-huh. So there's those two.
Griffith Door for the Harry Potter fans out there. By the way, interjection. My friend Matt and I wore the sorting hat. We went to a WB little museum thing. He works for Warner Brothers. And they put the hat on you and it tells you what thing you're in. I'm a Hufflepuff. That's
it
like
means
the
nothing
worst.
To me.
It's whatever.
And there are others.
That's it? Blake Griffin and Chris Paul? DeAndre?
Oh, Jordan.
Yep.
I was going to say him and then for some reason I thought he played for someone else.
The coach's son?
The coach, I can picture him. He was the Celtics
Doc.
Coach. Rivers.
Yep. Austin Rivers is his son.
Okay.
You don't get credit for that. JJ.
Abrams.
Actually, JJ Redick may look more like JJ Abrams than any player in the NBA. That was
wow,
close.
What a distinction.
You also could have said JJ Barea, who's a former Mav, Molly. Well,
okay. Could have said lots of things.
Let's see. Well, I'm not just going to keep giving you first names. You can't
no.
do it. That's the basic
thing. Right.
Anyway, Blake Griffin is going to leave. And I think he's either going to get signed and traded for Carmelo Anthony.
Okay.
Or he's going to just go to Oklahoma City because he's from Oklahoma.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about the Clippers is that when you first moved here in 2009, you and our aforementioned friend Brad
mm-hmm.
got season...
like a small eight-game pack.
And honestly... At the time, the Clippers were not on the... You basically
no.
did it because you could afford the tickets.
They had this guy, Eric Bledsoe, who is now on the Suns. He was their first-round draft pick, but nobody thought he was... Like, no one thought that team was going to be really good.
No one thought anything of the Clippers. Everyone's
right.
like, oh, the Clippers, Billy Crystal likes them. That's
right.
it. That's
yep.
it, all you knew about the Clippers.
Yep.
Like, I hadn't even considered
they didn't
they
have Chris Paul that year.
Right. Well, Blake Griffin came before Chris Paul.
That's right. And that was his...
First year.
Yes. Well, it was his second year, actually, because he missed his first year with an injury. He was out the whole year.
So one night, Joe and our friend Brad went to a game and they were playing the Heat.
Yes.
And I remember saying, I watched the game at home, And I said, if the Clippers beat the Heat, I'll become a Clippers fan.
And this was the LeBron Heat.
Yeah. And they won. And yep. And then I got to go to a couple of games.
Yep. And we went to one game, actually, in much lower seats.
Yes. And I had never been to an NBA game before that. And in fact, it is still the only, I mean, I think we went to two of those. And yeah. That's the only NBA game I've ever been to.
I never went to one in Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, that, it makes me so mad to think that I was there. I think Chicago Stadium was still there Jordan's first year of his comeback. I could be wrong.
What was Chicago Stadium?
That was before the United Center. Oh. That's where they played. Okay. And where the Blackhawks played. And it was a notorious, you know, an old arena, like Boston Garden, like smaller probably, brick, I'm guessing, you know, in like close-in fans. Huh. I could have, in the time I lived in Chicago, when did I move there? 95, 94? I think it was still around. I'm very upset I didn't go watch Michael Jordan those years.
Yeah, that was dumb.
It was very dumb. And then I saw one of the last Vancouver Grizzlies games of all time.
Right.
Boring. Hmm. Chris Webber scored 40 points as if he was playing against 7-year-olds on a playground. He never tried. He jogged the whole game. I've never seen a guy like, he was so much better than everyone else. And it was so late in the season and he didn't give a shit that he played like 50% like a guy like, I'm not going to get hurt. And he still.
I don't know who you're talking about.
It's just the guy. Chris Webber's a good player. But the Clippers, as we know it, the team that you adopted.
Right. And never watched since.
No, but it became a good team and you occasionally would comment. They're done. That team is done. Forget it. They're going to blow up.
All right.
Most disappointing team of all time. And not just because I had them in my all sports fantasy league and they screwed us over here.
Sure. So that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. In more local sports, our daughter's first soccer game was a Saturday.
Yes. The, what are they called? The KC?
Sporting KC. So dumb. My older daughter, when she played soccer, they got to pick their name. Or the names were, it was like the Red Dragons.
No, it was like the Red Square Dragons. Red Square Dragons. It was
it was sponsored by China's government. So,
a lot of those kids are in China now.
Yeah. they get them in the soccer league to see if they'll work in labor camps, and then, you know, they ship them over. That's not true. I apologize for saying that. It was a joke, okay? Sporting KC. What a bad name. So, we could have asked the team to pick their own name, like. The KC Sunshine Band.
I think just because, well, what happened is that someone yelled like, go KC, and some kid thought there was a kid on the team
named Casey.
We should just pick an animal to go with
it. Yes.
Like make them the dragons and everyone's happy.
Right. Or the kangaroos, the KC kangaroos.
Sure. I made a comment about like, what a ridiculous name. And I think the coach's wife thought that I thought they had chosen the name. She's like, well, this is the name we were given. I was like, oh, I know.
Right, you don't have to.
The kids don't want to hear, go Sporting KC.
You're right. And in fact, maybe that's what we'll do at practice today.
Pick an animal.
Yes.
Great idea. So Joe's the assistant coach.
I'm the assistant coach, and I think that's a good idea. Did we talk about me being a clown and how on the air on Friday, how that's a good idea?
I don't know, maybe.
Well, I determined this. So as a coach, my coaching experience is coaching my older daughter when she was about 4 and 5. It wasn't frustrating because I figured it out like after 10 minutes you realize don't expect anything other than entertainment factor.
Of course.
I know, but occasionally you see a couple of these kids like, we'll get to the superstar on this team.
Okay.
They were all like her. It would be one of the most entertaining games I've ever watched.
I guess.
We'll get to that in a second, though. But then I coached this women's basketball team that I've spoken about before. And it was very instructive in that I love doing it. I love doing it. But it's your sister on the phone. But I don't know that I was good at coaching my team.
Do you want to take my sister's call during this podcast?
No.
You don't have to.
She just texted me as well.
Okay.
But I learned a few things. One is that women react to trash talk differently than men.
Especially if it's coming from a man.
Yes. That's probably it.
Yeah.
Yes. I just put that together.
Really?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Point is, I got kicked out of a game or two, got a few T's. But my team, guarantee my team played harder than any other team in that league.
Okay.
Because I yelled constantly, and I don't know if they like that. But you can't do that with the little kids in the same way.
No.
Because I was more competitive.
No, and you can't, like, what you would do with the basketball team is, like, point out the weaknesses of the players on the other side. You definitely can't do that with four-year-olds playing soccer.
No, no. And you're right. You can do that in a game coaching and say, make them go left. Make them go. Well, you should say it in the huddle. But here's the thing. I am so overly competitive. Here's what I realize. You're going to hate me for this, Molly. Maybe I've said this before. But in softball, if you want, what the hell? Oh, I'm just getting the, okay, the that was the end. In softball, you folks didn't hear that, but I was getting music in my headphone. If you want a girl on the other team to swing at a pitch, this is, you're going to get
mad. I feel like I already heard this.
Well, what I do now is I kneel down in the outfield, like I'm not even going to try to field the ball. And then I go, no swing, no swing. It's like 90% effective. Mm-hmm. And I understand that I'm using psychology and my knowledge as an older brother who knows exactly what will enrage someone to get the results that I want. And I know that if you, I figured out that a person who is activated emotionally sometimes is not as good of a player.
Great.
I am better when I'm activated emotionally.
Okay.
I knew that saying that would sound horrible, but it's the truth. I'm so competitive that I do that.
I know. I think you do that in life, not just softball.
Then why aren't I more successful?
Because you do it to me.
Oh. Got it. Okay.
Yes, so Valerie had her first soccer game.
Yeah, and it was very, I got to say, it was great watching it. And here's what I was getting to. My role on this team has to be like clownish cheerleader who gets the kids' attention and then lets the coach tell them what to do.
Yes.
Because we have my nephew.
Yes.
And our daughter on this team, neither of whom want to listen to me in any kind of authoritarian way.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even just you. It's,
no.
Yeah, it's just the age. It's a very hard age to coach.
But here was what was, I thought, pretty interesting and fun about the game. So our nephew, Anthony, is enormous.
Yes, he's a head taller than anyone else on the team.
And he's good. He's a good soccer player. He's big. But there's this girl on our team named, I think it's
Eleanor.
Eleanor is a superstar.
Yep.
She's smaller than Valerie, but she's older.
She's not smaller.
She's shorter.
I disagree. We'll find out today.
We'll find out today. But she can handle the ball, and she scored
She's five.
Yes. She scored all seven goals.
Yeah. Although Anthony tried to
Poach one.
Yes.
It was going in, and he gave it a little kick in. Yeah. It was great. But that was amazing. I mean, I was really, that was great.
Yeah. And she only played one season before this. There may be something to be said for waiting a little bit longer to start someone on a sport like this.
True. And there's no expectations. Like, again, seeing all these kids having, I've gone to some of Anthony's games last year.
And just on your own, you've just scouted some kids' games.
How awful. That's not true, by the way.
That it's awful. It is true that he went.
No, it's I've always had a relative at one of these games.
Distant.
Yeah. We're all related.
That's why we have an Ancestry.com membership.
Right. If you trace it back far enough, everyone in Sherman Oaks is related. But seeing the difference year to year for some of the same kids, like the first year they're running around wildly. The second year they know which way to go and go after the ball. And the third year they're actually doing stuff. Usually.
Yeah. Well, I thought when Valerie was out there, she was running.
Absolutely.
And she sort of knew to run with the pack.
Yep.
You know, she didn't want to play that much, and the game is way too long
Very
for that
long.
Age.
Yeah. What is it? It's like...
It's 4 10-minute quarters?
Yeah.
So that's
very
dumb.
That takes you an hour with the breaks and everything.
Yes, it's ridiculous. And once she found out that on the sidelines she could sit in a chair in the shade and eat watermelon spears, you know, great.
It's a lot more... You're right.
I asked her what her favorite part was, and she said not playing.
Yeah. And she, at a certain point... So there were 8 kids on the team, 5 out at a time. At one point, there were three kids on the team who refused to go back out on the field.
Yeah.
So the whole lineup, which is basically the five kids who had played a year before.
Right.
And that's something to be said, that they had figured it out. All the newcomers are like, no way. They figure out eventually it's more fun to run around out there.
Yeah, but even Anthony took himself out at a point.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. It's a lot of running. It's
a lot of running and, yeah.
It's too long. The practice is too long. She's got practice today. It's an hour.
Yeah.
It's all too long. Especially these kids have been in school all day. They're tired. It's, I would change some things.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you, when the first quarter ended and I thought it was the first half, I was like, this is great.
Right.
And 2 15-minute halves. That's what you need.
Yep.
Because they could have gone another 5 minutes. It's that's a running clock.
You're right.
2 15-minute halves. Done.
Honestly, even 2 20-minute halves instead of stopping and everything.
15
yeah, you're
fine.
Right. 15 is fine. You're right. 15 is fine. Because the whole thing takes 45.
Yeah, come on.
But it's not all first years, and that's
no, no,
the
no.
Thing.
But this first group. No,
you're right.
Absolutely no one there would say, you know what, too short.
That's true.
No one. Not the parents, not the kids.
You're right. Because, and it's true, the last quarter is useless.
Useless. Yeah.
All
so
right.
That's what I say.
Wow. That was
and I say,
that was great
make
sports
the,
take.
Make the practice 45 minutes, yeah. Not an hour.
So we have promised the Twitter people that I will put a picture up. Is that right? Is that what I said I would do on Twitter?
From the baseball game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you said you were going to put it on Facebook, actually. But you can put it both places.
I'll put it both places. And here's the other thing. We're in a new month, and each month we're trying something new. Last month, April turned about...
Oh, it is May.
Yeah. So April turned out to be month of technical difficulties.
Right.
Now, we weren't planning on it being that.
Certainly
but it kind
not.
Of took itself
no
over.
Ever, yeah.
But now we're in May, and so, you know, it's making up for April, May.
May can up for April.
May can up for April. Much better, much shorter. Good, Molly.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe we could do a segment like Molly's Monday in May Mahjong tips or something.
Oh, God.
Do you know Mahjong?
I know of it. I certainly don't have tips.
Could you tell us one thing you know about it?
You match tiles.
Great. Okay. So that was that segment.
Oh,
each
okay,
Monday.
Great.
Now, next Monday, Molly, we're going to be expecting you to provide another Mahjong fact.
No.
Yes.
I don't want... No, this is
to
very
the level
dumb.
Of its tiles. Can
All
you
right.
get one more past that?
Okay.
So by the end of the
well,
month...
Well, I said it's matching tiles.
Okay, great. So that's today's. It's matching tiles. Now someone knows... I didn't know that. I'll be easy.
I used to play it on my Palm Pilot.
Okay, so you could easily come up with four things.
No, it was a long time ago.
Well, you did one right off the bat.
Stop yelling at me.
I'm not yelling. That's just something that happens with you and both of the girls, is that I'm told to stop yelling, and I'm not yelling.
I know you're not yelling right now, obviously, but you get a tone about you.
I get a lot of calm downs, too, and I think I'm pretty calm.
That's hard to explain. You are calm
but
in the way that it's delivered, but you're still reacting to something.
I'm trying to escalate.
I don't know. It's on a case-by-case basis.
All right. Well, if it happens while we're doing this sometime, point it out to me and the listeners.
Okay. So there I would have said calm down. I should have said calm down instead of stop yelling at me.
Oh, okay.
Because you're getting worked up about... a very dumb segment idea.
Okay.
That well, I should not be... suddenly I'm having it thrust upon me that I have to come up with Mahjong tips every Monday.
But to the level of its matching
tiles... That's all
tiles.
I've got. That's all I have.
Well, you got a week to find another one.
I'm not doing it.
Well, we'll find out next week about this. Wow. I didn't think this would be such a big deal.
Oh, well, let's tune in for Joe's...
Here we go.
Hyalai tips.
Great. Great.
Okay.
And it's is how my name is pronounced when I'm doing the highlight tips. O's highlight tips.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's enough.
Oh, this thing is hot.
What is it?
The battery thing for your computer.
I'm glad you
not
told everyone what it was. We're not on TV anymore. We never were.
Jesus.
Okay, right. Folks. Well, thanks for listening. You can give them the info where else they can find us, Maul.
Twitter, @ Sports Widow Show. Facebook, Sports Widow Show. That's it.
Yeah. All right. Have a good week and catch us on our Facebook Friday.
Bye.
Bye.